Every week we like to give you a prophecy update. It's our way of scouring the news and the trends in the world to try and show you how the news lines up with centuries-old Bible prophecies and different things. Something weird has been going on around the world the last few weeks. DailyMail.com UK posted a story that kind of summarizes it. They ran it on January 7th. It was titled, by the way, they get the prize for the world's longest story title, Mystery of Mass Animal Death Epidemic Deepens After 8,000 Turtle Doves Fall Dead in Italy with Strange Blue Stain on Their Beaks. That might just be one word in Italian, but I'm sure the Italians have a word for that. Anyway, the excerpt from the article reads like this. Thousands of dead turtle doves rain down on roofs and cars in an Italian town in the latest in a growing spate of mass animal deaths across the globe. Residents in Faenza described the birds falling to the ground like, quote, little Christmas balls with strange blue stains on their beaks. Appropriate that they were turtle doves for Christmas, I think. But anyway, initial tests on up to 8,000 of the doves indicated that the blue stain could have been caused either by poisoning or hypoxia. The incident is the latest mass animal death to hit the headlines in the last 2 weeks. These include 450 red-winged blackbirds, brown-headed cowbirds, grackles, and starlings found littering a highway in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 3,000 blackbirds on roofs and roads in the small town of Beebe, Arkansas. Thousands of devil crabs washed up along the Kent coast near Thonet. I believe that's in England. 100,000 drumfish washed along a 20-mile stretch of the Arkansas River. 2 million small fish dead in Chesapeake Bay, Maryland. Thousands of dead fish found floating in a Florida creek. Hundreds of snapper fish found dead in New Zealand. Scores of American coots found dead on a Texas highway bridge. Masses of dead fish discovered in several weird places I can't pronounce in Brazil. And 50 jackdaws found dead in the city of Falkoping, Sweden. Just wanted to get a little accent going there. You Swedes, how did I do? No, never mind. Experts have speculated that New Year fireworks, thunderstorms, cold weather, parasites, maybe even poisoning might be behind the deaths. Another theory is that the rapid movement of the magnetic North Pole toward Russia may have affected the birds' innate navigation systems. By the way, if you come on Wednesday night when we're studying Ezekiel, I talked a lot about this, but the magnetic North Pole is shifting. Not the physical North Pole where Santa Claus lives. That's still intact. But the magnetic North Pole is shifting for reasons scientists don't understand, moving more towards Russia. And it was interesting from our perspective in Ezekiel 38 and 39 because there a Russian-led invasion of Israel is said to come from the uttermost parts of the north. And pretty soon Russia will be literally the uttermost part of the north as the poles continue to shift. So that's just a bonus. Now, another theory, conspiracy theorists have also speculated on the internet, so it must be true, that secret government experiments could be behind this, with some even claiming it was a sign of a looming Armageddon at the end of the Mayan calendar next year. Another article, the reporter said this, quote, spookily, the events across the globe from southeastern Sweden to Brazilian shores to the beaches of New Zealand have taken place simultaneously with no common cause. The Huffington Post noted, and I quote, fish and birds have been found dead in large masses throughout the years all over the world. The occurrences in so many locations in such a short span of time is what makes this unusual. Even the great scientific minds of today have to be considering a correlation of some type between all these reports worldwide. Now, there is no direct correlation I am aware of between these random but mysterious mass animal deaths and Bible prophecy. There's no prophecy that they fulfill at this time. I'm including them this morning because people are interested in this. They're asking questions about it. And because of this editorial comment in one of the articles that I found interesting, the writer said, the abundance of theories emerging and the reluctance to turn to scientific explanation shows that the appetite for exploring the demise of mankind has not abated. In other words, the author is saying that in the past, people would just dismiss this as random, They'd look for a scientific explanation. But now, most of the articles have something about the end of the world. Or is this the end of the world? Or how does this tie into the Mayan calendar? Or what about Armageddon and that kind of a thing? I can't remember a time in my life that people were more open to hearing about the possibility of the end of the world. I was getting my hair cut yesterday, and the gal who's cut my hair for years, she said, "Hey, I have to ask you a question." I go, "Is it about the dead birds?" She goes, "Yeah, is it the end of the world?" And it's pretty typical. People are interested right now in what might be going on. Now, the truth is, I don't know what's going on with dead animals, but it is a nice segue into the whole topic of Bible prophecy, because we do know what is going to be taking place in the end times. And so it's an open door for us to share the gospel. Every week I like to remind you that though we follow these things and the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, we're not waiting for any single prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus said he could come to resurrect and rapture the church at any moment. It's an imminent event. Nothing has to be fulfilled. And so that's why we like to ask people, are you rapture ready? If not, then you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.